Well, you're lucky the Lord looks sideways.
This week on Isletunes, it's a wee bit of late St. Patrick's Day shenanigans we're having, plus a trio of freshly released songs and an interview with anti-pop aficionado Colast. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the March 21st, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes. Yeah, baby! The Music PEI Award celebrations are over, so it's time to bubble wrap the translucent cerulean ocean statuettes and return you to your regularly scheduled Isletunes, during which we will attempt to dig into some less recent music and also get caught up on new releases that, who knows, may find themselves nominated for a Music PEI Award next year. That's assuming we get through this year. On behalf of my country of origin, 1,000 apologies, or is that 51 apologies? We're not all like that. Word to my adopted country, don't be like you can be with music and TV and copy the US. The free fall into fascism is not something y'all want to emulate. There's a reason you guys call this place strong and free. Keep it that way. Now, if it's music you're wanting, sure, and it's music you'll be getting. Yes, my Irish accent veers heavily into the stereotypical, but I learned most of my accents from Bewitched. So there you go. We flew right over St. Patrick's Day on Monday, so green being my favorite color and all, let's talk a bit about this dude. Its Pat is considered the foremost patron saint of Ireland. He lived in the 5th century, and it's said he was actually born in what is now England, except he was kidnapped and made a slave in Ireland. After he bolted, he became a priest, then a bishop. No record of him being a rook or a knight, though. Actually, from what I'm reading, Paddy wasn't all that remarkable. It's the legends that sprung up around him that made him so. Some say he raised people from the dead, and of course you know the bit about him supposedly driving the snakes out of Ireland, but that's a fable. Samuel L. Jackson could have used Patrick on his plane, huh?
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes!
You know that's how St. Patrick said it. Anyway, he apparently died on March 17th, and St. Patrick's Day became an official Christian feast day in the 17th century, how appropriate, though there's no mention of whether or not barfing up green beer was part of the original concept. So let's do some dual Irish-style ditties, me buckos! The first is from a lad who calls himself an ex-isled islander. Clever. He's been living in Ottawa the last couple of decades and has worked for the CBC as a recording engineer and at Sony Classical Productions in New York. He's now a senior audio conservator for Library and Archives Canada, but he still makes it back to PEI every summer, and he's been known to record songs about the island as well. While I don't think there's been an official release of what you're about to hear, he wanted me to share this mix of a song he wrote that he tells me is about a night of fun and frolic in and out of the pubs of Charlottetown. Though the emphasis is more about, say, eastern spots like Cardigan, Montague, Murray River, maybe? This is Sean Bryanton on Isletunes with the first in what we could call a Celtic couplet. It's time to get to know some Kings County girls. Give it a lash, why don't ya?
The Kings County girls, make no mistake, so neat around the middle, they're the ones you want to take. Kind of pretty girls that make your teeth ache when you're out on an evening's entertainment. On a Friday night, out on a spree, drinking up the Dublin pub, my buddy and me. We spied them in the corner, and soon we did agree this lovely pair was worth the undertaking. A wink and a nod, and soon it was begun, sitting close together for a little bit of fun. A bright, shiny blonde and a fiery redhead won. The night's events were on a pleasant turning. Up on the dance floor, step into the drum. I'll take the bright-eyed blonde, you take the fiery one. Train the jigs and reels, my head was truly spun. My mind was soon in lurid thoughts engaging. They're Kings County girls, make no mistake, so meet around the middle, they're the ones you want to take. Find the pretty girls and make your teeth ache when you're out on an evening's entertainment. The talking pines did flow, but soon it was last call. Tripping down the stairs to the street, one and all. We thought that we all were late, I'd like to call. We soon were seated in the China Garden. A meal was soon ordered, sooner put away. My blonde flashed her smile at me with visa I did pay. Back on the street, out of Chester, we did sway. The four of us all arm in arm together.
tumbled in the porch, I kissed her by the door, squeezed her in the hallway, kissed her three times more. The Spring Scouty girl had me shaken to the core, and my heart quivered with anticipation. Pots of taxi then arrived, and the girls were swept away. We haven't heard a word from them or seen them to this day. It was all good fun, but I must truly say the ending was a little disappointing. Oh, you Queens County boys, a warning take by me when you're drinking up the double pub out on the street. The Queens County girl may fill your heart with glee, but they'll leave you very lonely in the morning.
Church they did stand, gold rings on her fingers, loved by the hand, and the man that she's wed to has held it.
Summerside native Patricia Murray on Isletunes, wrapping up this world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade with I Courted a Wee Girl from her 2001 album Primrose. And no, the tune has nothing to do with a female who has a penchant for showers of a certain hue. No, it seems to be of the traditional bent. Irish, yes, though the Scots and the Brits have laid claim to it too. Depending on who you ask, it's also known as the False Bride, the False Nymph, or the Week Before Easter, which to me is like the Sesame Street shtick of which of these things is not like the others, and we're 4 weeks before Easter besides. Clearly, I haven't given up being a smartass for Lent. As for Patricia, with a voice like that, it's not at all surprising that one of her many accolades is winning the silver pendant at the Royal National Gaelic Mot in 1997. She was Canada's first world champion in Gaelic singing, you know. Rap rather gets a rep for being filled with self-aggrandizing rhymes about cars, girls, weapons, and Cristal. I mean, you never hear about rappers drinking Perrier, do you? Despite the somewhat tired tropes, hip-hop can also be used to address personal struggles and shine a much-needed light on social issues and prejudices. That's what Island All-New rapper B-Knock does, and the rhymes he spits are as hard-hitting as if he got creamed by a Mack truck on the Trans-Canada. He gets real about what life is really like on Mi'kmaq reservations and the fallout from the trauma of residential schools that still trickles through subsequent generations. He dares you to look away with his use of those gosh darn swear words, but his love for and dedication to the genre are obvious from his first syllable. This is his follow-up to his last single of 2021. B-Knock brings you Hunting Ground via Isletunes. And don't say you weren't warned.
Isletunes F-bomb alert!
Yo, the day you see me in the casket is getting close. Ever since my cousin left, I learned to battle things alone. I just wrote a manual on how to handle being broke. Sit back, let me work and watch the passion in me grow. Even all my enemies are fans of me the most. You can't name a local rapper that's been rapping even close. Been this way from birth, I never practiced being dope. I'm practically the GOAT. Quit asking for a feature, rather rap on beats alone. I'll ghost you like your Casper, unless you're asking me for quotes. Trying to get a mansion or at least a decent home. They tax me and my family on some land that people stole from my people. Man, I'm heated and I need a smoke. I've been stacking ammunition. Got this constant hunger from this malnutrition. Back when I was rocking fits, I got from Value Village. Back when you can catch me at your bitch's kitchen counter, sniffing powder, getting sick around your children. I'm the illest out there spitting now. You won't catch me out without precision. I've been out here winning. Careful not to walk into my killing grounds or tripping. If you're thinking that your body ever getting found again, you're kidding. I'll be bouncing once they fucking figured out you're missing. I'll do you like they do in our indigenous women. I've been wigging out with lyrics, I just spit them out. Filthy, any money that I get is big amounts. I do this as a hobby when I'm chilling out. I used to be a city boy, the res is where I'm living now. Booking email address is the only thing I'm giving out. I just passed my restricted, I'm packing pistols now. It's official, I've been getting clout. It's what the kids have been saying. I tell them, wait until I get the crown. Only crown that you're getting's from your homies when they spill it out.
B-Knock going in for the kill with Hunting Ground on Isletunes. The first drop of many said to be coming from the rapper in 2025. Coming up, new ones from Norder and LaFunk. Avoiding Anxiously with Daisy, and Anti-Popper Colas tells us why In Love is overrated. Okay, y'all got a March break, fittingly enough, from looking into what went on in the before times on this island. Well, as MC Hammer once said, sound the bell, school's in, sucker. You can't touch this week in PEI history. March 23rd, 1929. The Charlottetown Guardian reported that, based on a decision made by then-Premier Albert C. Saunders the previous day, members of the Prince Edward Island Federation of Teachers, which made up nearly 100% of island educators, had chosen to discontinue schooling at the end of March if their request for salary increases wasn't granted. Dang, even then teachers had to fight to be paid what they deserved. And how prescient is this, given Mango Mussolini just abolished the Department of Education in the States? March 25th, 1913. The morning daily edition of the Charlottetown Guardian described, in an unusually long piece for the type of story it was, a show put on the night before by the Pastime Club of Charlottetown. They took the stage at the CMBA Hall, Catholic Mutual Benevolent Association in Kensington, and apparently the attendance was record-breaking, with special trains, yes, trains, transporting people in from up west and down east. Of note was the presentation's clean, witty jokes and songs. The paper went on to again describe the good, clean entertainment provided. Well, that's no fun.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes.
Much better. Full disclosure, it was a minstrel show. Whether that included white people in blackface, only those in attendance would know. March 27, 1945. Per a Canadian Army photo run on the front page of the Charlottetown Guardian, island soldiers fighting in World War II were brought home on the hospital ship Letitia. Included on board were Captain G.A. Ellsworth of Montague, Sergeant A.B. Stewart of Murray Head, no, not of One Night in Bangkok fame, Private E.L. Gallant of Acadia, Private J.P. Jackson of Peaks Road, Private W.L. Kemp of Montague, and Private J. McCallum of Charlottetown. The reporting in that day's issue predicted that Nazi Germany could collapse within the week. It would be another 6 weeks until Germany surrendered on May 17th, following Adolf Hitler's death on April 30th. But you see what I'm saying? Fascism is so 80 years ago.
Bonjour tout le monde, c'est Patricia Richard de Sirène et Matelot, et vous êtes à l'écoute de IsleTunes. Thank you.
fiddling femme extraordinaire Louise Arsenault from her self-titled album of 2021. You just heard her medley La Real Pour Darcy, Real Oublié, Proud Islander, the last of three, I assume, referring to Carl and Garth Proud of the Proud Islanders. As for Louise, she snuck her dad's fiddle out from under his bed when she was seven, even though she wasn't supposed to, and aren't we glad she did? You'd never know that she gave up fiddling for quite a while as she served as a long-distance operator for Bell Canada in Toronto, but she soon let her fingers do the walking across the strings. I know that's AT&T, but work with me, okay? And she hasn't looked back since. Not for nothing, in 2014, she recorded an album with her kids Angie, Jonathan, and Melissa under the name The Roots Project. And let's not forget, Louise was one of the four members of the Francophone Quartet Barachois. You guys ready for some back-to-back newness? In 2023, indie rockers Norder told PEI what time it was with their debut record 1234. Lead singer Declan Rockwell sat down for the Altoons microphones for a January 2024 episode, Look It Up. Now, along with bandmates Keith McEwen, James Gray, and Garrett Sherwood, the Norts are back with a new EP that also, in my mind anyway, alludes to the documentation of time, The Yearbook Club. And that's with three exclamation points. Thank you very much. This track still has that new song smell, and that's because it came out, along with the rest of the album it comes from, 11 days ago on March 10th. So here's a color you can take to your friendly neighborhood paint mixer for your next reno, Candy Red, spelled with an I, as if when Norder recorded this, they sensed that I stands for Isletunes. And just in case you're listening at work, or in front of the kiddies, or in front of the kiddies at work, here's a little disclaimer for the slight use of a word that would rank a film PG-13 at least, or maybe in this day and age it would just be a straight up G. Here are those straight up G's, Norder.
Isletunes content warning. Listener discretion is f***ing advised. Isletunes world premiere.
He grabbed my face and asked, what was this for? Then went on a tangent about the Eras Tour. Where do we go from here? I gave it a shot, my dear. But Lord knows you're too beautiful.
Guitar, and I hope your family's proud.
Group so funky, they need 8 members to get all the funkiness in. Of course, that's La Funk with their latest groove, Kindred Delight, which is just as much of a descriptor as it is a title. 4 musicians, 4 singers, all disco brought back to life as if these guys weren't all born after disco died out. And they're led by band founder and drummer Joe Chevry, or Joe Chev as he likes to be called now. Name change, who does he think he is, Prince? Hey, the purple one himself would be impressed with these funksters. Joe was this podcast's interview for its 3rd episode, not long after La Funk released their Le Disco EP. The whole thing's up on Patreon. Subscribe for practically nothing, $5 a month. And you can watch all the interview and performance vids up there, patreon.com/isletunes, but I digress. Joe had told me then that he prefers singles to albums, so that he and the band are back with another single is not a surprise. After all, it was last year's single, Reflections, which reflected back onto them with a Music PEI Award nomination. You might remember the Annie Lennox, Aretha Franklin collab sisters are doing it for themselves. They do the same here on the island, or at least they do if they're the Carmichael sisters. PEI legend Margie Carmichael started her journey as a musician at age 14 and played in a band featuring Lenny Gallant before he blew up. She teamed up with Gordon and Charlene Belcher to form Jar Comfort in the late 80s, early 90s, and by the mid-90s, she had released a solo CD. But when you come from a musical family boasting 10 siblings, how can you not record with some? In 1995, Margie got together with her sisters Julie, Noreen, and Leona to record the album Under the Lindens, on which all 4 of the Sibs traded off on lead vocals. Reminds me of the Bangles in that regard. Here's a plaintive strain from the collection written by Margie and Paul Broadbent that caught my ear. It's Broken Dolls from Carmichael Sisters, here on this island of misfit toys known as Isletunes.
Can you fix a broken doll? Inside I hear her calling. She's twisted and hurting. I'm certain that she wants to cry. but there's only an empty stare. She's hiding out in there, and I can't find a tear anywhere. In the ice blue eyes of a broken doll. Annie's coming 18, then she'll be long, long gone, with another name in another town, where he can't hurt her and he can't touch her, where she doesn't want to be found. So she paints on a face to hide her disgrace, and finds worth by some stranger at the pier. She's well on the path of a good girl gone bad, in a world that's too busy to care. Can you fix a broken doll? Inside I hear her calling. She's twisted and hurting. I'm certain that she wants to cry, but there's only an empty stare. She's hiding out in there, and I can't find a tear anywhere. In the ice blue eyes of a broken doll. Mary, Mary, so extraordinary. Will anything grow in your garden again? While everybody was fighting, naming and blaming, no one heard you scream. Now you're locked in a place, they say you're safe. They've taken the sharp things away, gone with 12-year-old dreams. And it's all so obscene when they can't take away your pain. Can you fix a broken doll? Inside I hear her calling. She's twisted and hurting. I'm certain that she wants to cry, but there's only an empty stare. She's hiding out in there, and I can't find a tear anywhere. In the ice blue eyes of a broken doll. Can you fix a broken doll?
That's some powerful stuff, both tragic and beautiful. And one of a dozen tracks from Carmichael Sisters and their 1995 album. This was Broken Dolls. Margie Carmichael, by the way, was on the ground floor helping to shape what is now go-to venue, the Trailside, back when it was in Mount Stewart, aside an actual trail. Now you know where that name came from. Still to come, Daisy isn't lazy about musicalizing the hazy. Fugato picks one that is better, and Kolast is here to last and outlast. Spring has sprung, and like the flowers we'll soon see shooting up through the awakening ground, PEI acts are blooming, and they just need you to give them a little water in the form of showing up to their gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Saturday, March 22nd, Magnolia is with Mind Gaze and Shipwrecks at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. Also on the 22nd, Route 225 and Friends are playing at the Trailside Music Hall. Thursday, March 27th, it's Island Jazz with Shane Azari at Baba's Lounge. And the 27th also sees Songwriter Circle with Dennis Ellsworth, Nick Donoff, and Scott McKay at the Trailside. Looking into next week, March 28th, it's the SOPA Winter Concert Series at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall, and April 3rd, it's Island Jazz once again, this time with tribute to Ghibli music, I hope I pronounced that right, at Baba's Lounge. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic every Wednesday at 9 p.m. hosted by the one and only Kinley. You should have seen the dress she wore to the Music PEI Awards. It was like butter. It was like butter mixed with 3 or 4 bottles of glitter from Michael's. It was to die for.
Yo, smile. This is Ozone from Teeth Out, and you're listening to Idle Tunes.
5 a.m. is just fine when you can't sleep, though. She broke out the pen and run as fast as you can. We're floating on paper boats and sinking. Do we plug up the holes? Love me from a distance. Close long enough for my regrets to catch me when I let go. I loved you like you weren't meant to know. Loved you and let go.
The three-piece nostalgia-fueled punk band Daisy on Isletunes with their 2024 track Anxious Avoidance. Also labeling their sound as local emo, founding member Daisy Steinman was a solo act until they brought in Hannah Bridges and Riley Peters in 2020. Daisy got a boost last year from Music PEI's Diverse Voices program, and just 2 weeks ago, the group got exposure to a wider audience from being chosen to perform at the Out Loud Session show during Music PEI week. Fitting, since Daisy themselves say in their Instagram description, as if emo could get any gayer. If you like your rock mixed with funk and also a good dose of reggae, then you've come to the right place. In the mid-2000s, 5 island musicians got together to form Fugato, and the record shows that they were kind of big on the nightclub circuit here. The quintet was led by vocalist Mark Steele and rounded out by Jonathan Holmes, Peter McDonald, Devin Stevenson, and Mike McDougall. In 2006, they sprung up with their debut album Grass Radio, and it's from these grassroots that we're going to pull. Incidentally, the band considered a couple of other names before landing on Fugato, Black Lung Boutique, and Hot Buttered Elvis. The popcorn has left the building. This gives you an idea of the style of Fugato, and here they are with The Better One on Isletunes. Now I need me some damn popcorn. Thanks a lot, Elvis.
As the sun plays a game of peekaboo, creeping in through my blinds. I struggle and I strain as I rack my brain about a reason to open my eyes. And then it hit me in the chin like an uppercut. What I'm looking for and you are too fine. I'm stroking my chin with a big old grin, thinking that I'm one of a kind. I'm a dime a dozen, you can buy me an economy size. Yeah, I'm just another rat in the race to this life. I'm just another one of the guys. Oh, that's cool with me, I can plainly see. I'm the one about to take it to ride. And all the people out me walking down the street are like money, and I'll tell you why. If you get to know the people and you think about the money, you see every going out.
decides. Yeah, Ted's or tails, but who really cares? You can't win all the time.
Fugato bringing their unique sensibilities to The Better One on Isletunes. As is not unusual for PEI, the five members of Fugato either came from or migrated to other bands once they disbanded. Mark Steele is now in the Umbrella Collective with his wife Tamara. Mark and Devin also ended up in Tumbleweed. Stay with me. Jonathan and Peter jammed in Port Citizen and Supercar, while Mike played in Eyes for Telescopes and The Tuesdays. Shame there's no spreadsheet for this stuff. I may need to make one. Anyone with a record collection, excuse me, CD collection, excuse me, hundreds of megabytes of MP3s, certainly has pop music within that library. Certainly the definition of what exactly pop is may be different depending on the ear taking in its sound waves, but everyone can agree that another word for pop is mainstream. And that mainstream is, well, so mainstream that like an answer song, a response grew out of it, anti-pop. That's a style that takes pop and flips it by introducing elements from harder genres and dirtying up the sound. Since the opposite of mainstream is basically fringe, you wouldn't think the music scene on PEI would have artists making anti-pop, but you'd be wrong. Colas has been recording tracks in this mold the past couple of years, damn near going viral with one of his cuts on Spotify, 200,000 streams. His love for his music is clear, though he insisted that he himself wasn't very interested. I would beg to differ. Hear why in my convo with Colas coming at you right now.
Pop music is a phenom all unto itself, starting with big band in the 1940s and rock and roll in the 50s and 60s, and then splitting off from rock in the 70s and embracing the synth sounds of the 80s, and all of that led to the electronic bonanza we've pretty much had ever since. Pop has become so mainstream that now there's a movement called anti-pop, and don't think the genre hasn't landed here on the shores of PEI, because it has. We have our own architects of anti-pop on the island, and I've got one of them right here in the Altoon Studios, also known as my basement. We're going to show you how to last with Colas. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you here. Just to leave heads unscratched, why don't we start by having you tell us about anti-pop and what it means to you? I understand that there are other genres mixed into that kind of music as well.
Yeah, like I get asked like what anti-pop is a lot. I don't think there's any like one definition for it. I think it's just like it's a culmination of different genres. Like I find like pop punk, like emo alternative, a lot of like sound here, like back in like the early 2000s, just kind of like modernized and more poppy, I guess. But I guess that's how I would describe indie pop. At least that's how like my sound is.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I understand it too. I mean, aside from kind of taking the structure of pop music and you know,
yeah,
messing with it,
yeah,
to make it anti, you know, and not as mainstream.
Yeah, like adding like interesting sounding like synths or basses that are like really distorted and things like that. Yeah, like a little less clean than pop.
I'm glad that we clear that up for anyone who might have found that style a mystery. Now, while we're on mysteries, the average Google search turned up not a whole lot about you. So, here's your chance to introduce Colas to the world, or at least the province. Are you from here originally, or did you make this your home later?
So I was actually born in Ontario.
Okay.
My mother's from here, so that's why we moved here. Came here when I was three, but I grew up here and went to school here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, who is Colas? Share some stuff about yourself, and don't leave out how you got into music.
Okay. I was putting guitar lessons in grade three, so I guess that's kind of when I started. My grandma was a pianist. She always tried to like teach me and my sister piano growing up. I guess I've like always kind of been musical. Always like singing, and I used to post like covers on YouTube back in the day and stuff like that. I didn't really start taking music like totally seriously until like I did this Colas stuff, but it's starting to go pretty well, I think.
Yeah, and but when did Colas start?
Yeah, so 2022, I started recording stuff as Colas, and then in 2023, I started releasing it.
All right. So that's already almost 2 years already.
Yeah.
Not bad. We were talking before, you had said something about COVID being a catalyst for all this. And that's so true for so many people.
Yeah. So I was actually living in Toronto during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. And I was actually working remote. So I was just kind of stuck in the cloud all day. And as I was working, I was just listening to like YouTube videos and stuff and like music playlists. And this one guy came on called Breakins. And I was like, oh, that's like a sound I've never heard before. I was like, this is like so different and so like raw. I guess like the lyrics were like emotional, but like the production was very like energetic and like in your face. And like, I was like, oh man, like, this is kind of the sound that like
kind of woke you up.
I've been waiting for. Yeah. And I was like, this is like what I want to try to kind of have my sound be like, because I struggle for forever, like trying to get my own like sound.
Yeah.
Or a Lush F, where you're not like emulating other artists use, like, I just do, like, it, the indie pop stuff is kind of, like, very, very true to, like, what I want to be as a musician and, like, how I kind of feel about music and stuff.
But I am speaking here with Antipop Prince Colast here in the Altoon studio. Now, what is it you want to get across with your recordings and your lyrics?
Like, for me, it's really nice when, like, people, like, message me being like, oh, like, this song, like, I get it. Or, like, yeah, like, I've, like, kind of gone through the same thing. Or, like, those kind of moments are kind of, like, it makes it all kind of, like, worth it, I guess, to me. Because, like, initially, I kind of write these things for myself. And it's cool when, like, other people can, I guess, relate to it.
You have to be true to yourself first, you know, before anybody else can connect to what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, so, like, all my songs are just about, like, stuff I've, like, gone through. And it's me. It's kind of, like, got my chest. And it just makes me feel better, like, listening to them. And then, like, I guess when people hear it, too, and they're like, oh, like, that makes me feel good as well. Yeah, it's really cool.
Absolutely. It's therapeutic to,
yeah,
to express yourself lyrically about stuff, you know, that otherwise you might not have an outlet for.
Yeah, exactly.
And then to find that validation in that other people can understand and relate to what you're,
yeah,
expressing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole nother thing unto itself.
Yeah. And then it's also cool to, like, oh, it also sounds good.
So. Yeah. You've had your share of singles out so far. At least four. Is it more than that?
I think there's seven.
Nice. Okay. I'm glad to be wrong on that one. It just shows that I haven't done all my homework yet. Where can people listen to them? Or better yet, where can they buy them? And do you have new songs in the work that we can look forward to hearing?
So I'm on all streaming platforms. In terms of buying it, I put, I guess, iTunes. I don't know. I've had, like, a little acoustic EP thing in the works. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Or do any acoustic?
Yeah, a little different sound than the norm, but just kind of still true to the, like,
the Colast style.
Yes. Just a little more stripped down.
Yeah, but that's cool. Yeah, this, you know, you're getting to explore now. Now that you've established yourself a bit, you're getting to explore different
parts
of your musical personality, which is very important.
I definitely just start doing some shows, for sure.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, so Jorby, another island artist.
Yes, we love Jorby.
Yeah.
The island's purple one. Ask him if you don't know.
He's very purple.
Very.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so him and I, because we're pretty similar, like, in genre.
That's true.
There's not many that was here, like, making, like, anti-pop or hyper-pop.
That's true.
So we've been trying to figure out a place to kind of do our first little show and see if there's interest for it.
Let's shift gears for a second. You had shared with me that you're half Filipino.
Yep.
Right? And you may or may not, well, I guess you do know, because you've been here since you were a child, that, you know, 15 years ago, PEI was still pretty white.
Oh, yeah.
And we're finally catching up with the rest of Canada in terms of diversity, which I think is an awesome thing. And it's about damn time. But what has your experience been here as a person of color? Are you getting treated right, or do we have a ways to go around here?
Growing up, like, I was definitely one of the very few brown kids in school. Like, there's probably, like, five or six of us. There's always me stupid people. Like,
yeah.
I've definitely had, like, my runs with, like, racist comments and whatnot, but
damn.
It is what it is. You kind of learn to, that's the landscape, I guess. Like, is there.
It shouldn't be.
But yeah.
Right. And it's more so now than it was 15 years ago. God knows. What about within the music community itself? I find the music community here to be pretty open and accepting and everything, but has that been your experience? Or
like, sir? I think so. Like, I don't think I was ever made any, like, comments about, like, my ethnicity. Because they're like, oh, this sucks, but, like, it's never like, oh, it sucks because you're brown.
Oh, good. Now, let's go back to music here. Typically, I do the DJing around here because that's a big part of the reason that I do this show. I actually was a DJ for a while before you were born, but we're not going to talk about that. I'm going to turn the digital turntable over to you. Which song of yours should I play for listeners, and what can you tell us about it?
I think you should play In Love Is Overrated. Probably the first song I wrote as Colast was out here, but this is the sound and direction that I kind of want to go with my music.
I sense disappointment in the title alone.
Yeah, I guess it's just like feeling like underappreciated, like in a relationship. Feel like this can't be what love kind of feels like and should be more. But also kind of realizing, like, your own faults as well in a relationship. And there's a bunch of different topics in there. But
nice.
Yeah, it's about relationship troubles.
Which absolutely nobody can relate to.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've heard the song and I really like it. I almost forgot to ask you, because I am always interested in where names come from.
coalesced. How did that happen?
So, yeah, it took me forever to find a name to kind of use as my alias, because like I wanted to make sure that like when you see it or like you hear like the name Coalesced, like it's associated with me, not like something else. So, right. It took me a long time to find that, and what I ended up doing was I used like a random name generator.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Google. And I got a list of like 100 names, and then I broke it down to like a list of like 20.
Well, that's an identity crisis.
Yeah. So what I like the most, I just kind of tweaked that one, and then I made sure like no one else had it on Spotify or Apple Music.
Yeah, there aren't any copycat Coalesced out there.
Yeah.
Because there's only one, and he's right here.
That's me.
It is. And it has been awesome having him here. And pun aside, I really am giving you my best wishes when I say that I hope your career lasts, Coalesced.
Same.
That's bad. That can't look good on paper, but it sounded terrible. Anyway, forget about that. I'm going to make you forget about this crappy pun. With Coalesced and the anti-pop awesomeness of In Love Is Overrated. With the only one, the one and only Altoons. Damn it, hit it already.
Altoons F-bomb alert.
Judge when I'm so fucked up, but I can't give you up. I can't get enough. Everything that touches just goes away. I just wish somebody would stay.
The amazeballs anti-popness of Coalesced, personally choosing his 2023 track In Love Is Overrated to share with y'all here on Isletunes. There's more coming from this fellow in what I would presume is the not-too-distant future, so keep your ears out for it. And since it's his song that's closing out this episode, I guess it's safe to say that he's Coalesced, but not least. Oops, I did it again. But yeah, that's gonna do it for another installment of Isletunes. And if you like this show, you can totally support it by sharing posts on its Facebook and Instagram pages. And there's always monetary support as well, because there are distribution and promotion costs I gotta cover up in here. As I mentioned, a Patreon subscription will get you exclusive access to interview and performance videos you're not gonna see anywhere else. Hit patreon.com/iletunes for that. If you just want to do cash, you can donate through PayPal, link in the description. And if you'd rather get something tangible back besides the satisfaction of helping me to keep this show going, iletunes has merch, and that means t-shirts, hoodies, and jackets, plus there's mugs and a calendar. Go to iletunes.creator-spring.com and knock yourself out. Well, not literally, or at least if literally, wait until the ep is done. I did mention Instagram and Facebook, through which you can like and follow iletunes. Plus, I have this habit of posting links to where you can buy the music you hear from episode to episode, because why let the amplifying of island music stop with merely playing it? You can amplify island catchphrases, too, by recording yourself uttering one and sending it to amj@iletunes.ca or leaving it on voicemail at 902-807-4250. That's what Brent Dolomount did for this episode, and these sayings set the tone with some nice island color, don't you think? Oh, use that phone number and email address if you have comments or suggestions as well. Musical contribution to the iletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and we're out of here. I don't have next episode's interview or playlist set up yet, but one thing I can guarantee you is that it's going to be another hour filled with music and personalities that only this island can bring ya. I would say that counts as Canadian identity. Whether you're a native or a PR like me, keep that identity going and tell 45, now 47, what he can do with this 51. Can we just 86 him already? That's 100, y'all. Or as I think it's important to remember in these dorked out days, ultimately freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. Season 7.